Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Conversation, the slowest 59 minutes and 59 seconds on the internet. What if I'm not 60 minutes? He actually was only 59 minutes and 58 seconds. Someone out there probably like timing. Welcome to the program, folks. They have nothing on Trump, so they have to sit there, and Trump does not reject the peaceful transfer of power. Trump has not condemned white supremacy yet. No matter how many times he'll do it, they'll still say he never did it. It's just nuts. Well, racism is finally over because, as you guessed it, folks, the Eskimo Pie ice cream rebrands as Eddie's Pie, calls former name derogatory. I just wonder how many Eskimos called him up and said, hey, yeah, that's kind of offensive to me. Can you change the name? Amy Klobuchar is claiming that Trump has refused over and over to condemn. He could say it to her face on CNN, and she'd be, well, you haven't condemned it. She 2 days later said he hadn't condemned it, hoping that Democrats don't know anything. Bon Jovi calls himself the poster boy for white privilege, because, you know, he was given everything in life because of the color of his skin, not because he had busted his ass and he's an amazing talent. Our freedoms are going away as the Lancaster police chief was forced to resign for wife's pro-Trump Facebook comments. Lord help us. And cannabis and being used for, like, bipolar and all kinds of stuff. It's PTSD, depression, focus, energy. I'll get into some of the new findings and stuff. All in, all out. What do you think? We should even be having that discussion at Manchester United, that, and so much more. So remember Proverbs 27:5. An open rebuke is better than a hidden love. But yeah, I mean, think about that, you know. I'd rather have someone up front of my face tell me, hey, they hate me than pretend like they do. I'd rather have someone call me up and say, hey, how you doing? Than pretend they're my friend and they're not. I'd rather have someone be honest and not. But this is great because Amy Coney Barrett came out today and she had the piece of paper out, and it's just probably the $50 million paper that has Senate on it, U.S. Senate. And it's just a blank piece of paper. So what are you using? What's on your paper? What are you using for reference for like what the Supreme Court does, what the laws are, and what the, like, the, you know, the few people that actually ask legitimate questions, blank. She don't need no, she don't need, like, an earpiece with, like, Biden did on the debate. Yeah, I actually watched a video where there's a facial recognition expert that goes through and, like, what the body language tells you and different things. And I love, one of my favorite ones, I saw one where they said, I can't tell you what these people saw, but he believes when he tells me he saw, like, a abominable snowman, Yeti, Bigfoot, whatever. He believes what he saw. A creature completely covered in hair that was like 9 to 10 feet tall. This person, they say they saw an object the size of 2 football fields. They believe what they're telling me. I don't know what they saw, but they're believing what they're saying. They're telling the truth that this is what they say they saw, this is what they believe they saw. Whatever it is, who knows? And this lady goes on to say that there's so many times where when Biden is being called out on his lies, he's laughing. Because he knows he's been busted, and he's just like trying, instead of get mad, just kind of laugh it off. Then there's many times where he's turning away and not trying to, and you can tell that he's trying to, because like if you ever take a phone call, you turn away, or, you know, or like if there's a bunch of people so you can focus on the phone call, you block out the other stuff. And it's clearly he's trying to block out the moderator and Trump so he can hear what they're telling him. Because I told my wife, I said, Biden is going to have an earpiece. They're going to do something. He's not going to be able to know what to say or whatever. And lo and behold, the next day there were all kinds of photos where it looked like you had like wires and like an earpiece. And there's, when you watch that video back, a lot of that stuff, you can tell he's straining to try to focus on one thing at a time so he can hear what they're asking him. But, you know, they have nothing on Trump. That's why, well, Trump does not, he is not saying he's going to reject, like if Trump is not going to, if he loses, will he peacefully leave? Will Biden peacefully leave? Have you asked him that? I mean, Hillary Clinton still hasn't conceded the 2016 election in her head because though she has that night, they're still trying to overturn the results of that election. I'm just saying. Because, I mean, they're still trying to figure out, well, no, I won. I swear I did. I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room when she's going, when they're having to sedate Hillary Clinton because she's getting violent. If you haven't heard by now, the Wuhan Lakers, yeah, they won the NBA championship. Yes, they did. The Wuhan Lakers. Americans were done with it. MLB, NBA, millionaires, have fun selling out to the communist China. Because there's a lot of people that said, yeah, well, they could have not done this Black Lives Matter on the court with the NBA beforehand. They're just going to stop it now because of the loss in revenue. Because the NBA finals were like no one watched them. They were down like 80%. They were like at historic, like beyond historic lows. And they're done. Okay, you had an opportunity to not do this. You haven't condemned it. And you're only going to stop it if ratings get so bad that you have no choice. But in the end, you don't even want to do that because it's sort of like that guy I said at work. Well, since you're working, you don't need that $1,200, so I'm taking it out of your paycheck. The only reason why he stopped that was because people complained. Hey, it's not even your money. What are you talking about, buddy? No? And people are done with this woke crap. People are done. I mean, this is how funny it is. Because Carville, you know who he is, David Carville. I call him David, but it's James. I don't know why I think David and James are like a synonym phrase, you know, like you say, like Richard and Dick. James Carville is convinced that Joe Biden will win in a landslide by 10:30 Eastern. We will have an election outcome, and I'll be popping a bottle of champagne. Your own party is the one that said it might take months to figure out who wins this because there are some states where they're allowing you to have your ballot postmarked like 7 days after the election's over. And I think they're hoping that crap tons of people vote that way. Well, we can't decide the presidency tonight. We can't because there's still three quarters of the, dude, it's going to be a landslide. No one's going to these Biden-Harris things. When Bernie Sanders goes out and tries to campaign for him, no one's going. I don't know. They just contradict themselves. You know what's, because if you have tons of ballots that could potentially not even be mailed out or can still be, like, 3 days after the election, you can still postmark your ballot. It's going to be interesting because I know all these people that, like, are voting, we have to vote by mail, it's not safe, but then they're at Walmart. They'll go to a landfill doing picking. And this is a pretty good used toothbrush, but no, I can't vote by in person. I might get sick. I might get COVID sick. I don't know how long COVID's going to last, folks. I'm not a politician. Sorry. But people are fed up. Like I was saying last week, people like the Governor Whitmer, they're done. Oh, that's Trump's people. That's Trump's America. No, that's a governor in Michigan that is a control freak. That is doing whatever she wants to, but telling you, you can't put the boat in the water. You can't go to your property if you have a lake house, unless that's your primary residence and the only one you have. You can't do this. You can't do that, but she can do it. I don't know how Democrats cannot see all these politicians doing whatever they want to, but they're doing whatever they want to, but they can't do it. In those states, people are seeing it. Trump will not peacefully leave the White House. Trump will not condemn white supremacy. Amy Klobuchar, Trump could have a subpoena to have you in court, and he could be on the witness stand, say it right, and she would still deny it. He never said it. There's not one politician in D.C. that's for ending pre-existing conditions, but these Democrats keep coming out over and over and over. Amy Comey Barrett's going to end pre-existing conditions. She's going to end Obamacare. No, her job is to follow the court's law. They're trying to get her to say she's going to support a new, better Obamacare if she becomes a Supreme Court justice. What they're trying to, and that would violate her oath as a justice when she's sworn in. Her job is to uphold the law. If the law says you do this, that's what you got to do. That's why they're trying to do a lot of things in a way that this is how you have to vote. They try that because so Obamacare, by an example, it's illegal as a law, but a tax sold. Yeah, I'm getting all this stuff on my computer, like, this is going to end, that's going to end, this is going to end, and, like, stuff you use on, like, a regular basis. I don't know it's like, this is the program I use, this is the stuff I use. Well, it's not going to be, I miss the old days for all this technology. I do. It's just ridiculous. You need the update of the update of the update. This program that I use for my studio only runs off of this. But this is not being... So they must be changing to something else, because if this is not going to be available, then they're going to have to use another form of software to... compatible to link the studio and all that stuff. So who knows? I never have a problem with my phone, and then I get an update and to fix a problem I never had, and then I have a problem. It's kind of the same thing. But we'll see. I mean, this is what people don't realize. There were auto plants that closed in Delaware. while Biden was senator and vice president. Stuff people don't want to talk about. People don't. It's like Obama's perfect presidency. No, I don't think it was perfect there, pal. But a new Harris poll came out said that 56% of Americans say they're better off under Trump than 4 years ago before Trump. They're better off now than 4 years ago. Biden has basically shot himself in the foot. Not that it matters, because he's running for Senate, so I don't know what that means. It's like the 15th time he's come out. Like, I swear it's been a lot that he's, I'm running for U.S. Congress and Senate and everything, but he came out saying, okay, if you think you're better off now than 4 years ago, then don't vote for me. You better stay with Trump. Well, that just, if 56% of Americans say they're better off, and Biden's like, well, if you think you're better off, then just vote Trump, because what would Biden know? Oh, Biden was better off under Obama because Burisma and all those billions of dollars from China, so. I wish I could know nothing. And get a job on the board and make millions of dollars. Yeah, if people on the board are making that kind of money like Biden, you should question the cost of things that you buy related to that field. I mean, insulin's been around for a very, very, very long time, and it's gone up in price, not necessarily gone down. No politician supports pre-existing conditions. But supposedly, every Democrat is going to end the pre-existing conditions. I've known people that have had issues, and their insurance wouldn't even cover it because it was pre-existing. But it's just one of those things, that with this pre-existing condition, the big issue I have is when you've been on a medication for like 20 years and you go to a new doctor, you go to like a new insurance. When we need to have your doctor submit why you need to be on this and why you should, it's like, and I know they don't know me from anything, but okay, you seem more concerned about that drug than my doctor does. I mean, you're acting like. You're like, I'm at a pain clinic. They're like, well, why do you really need this? We need to have full documentation in writing saying that this is, I'm like, my doctor, because like, I dealt with that crap, because I'm like, my doctor's sending you something in writing, but he wants to actually talk in person at the same time. When I'm not, you can't do both. I need to have something in writing. I never said you didn't have to have something in writing. I never said that wasn't going to happen. He wants to talk to you in person as well. And maybe he has questions about exactly the documentation you want. Because if you give me one pill, I'm not needed. Then I'm then you're out of a license, you're out of everything. And I get it, but it's like, dude. Finally, we got a president that's trying to stand up and do something. But it's the million-dollar question. How do you get certain medications in the hands of legitimate patients that need them where it's not like a circus? I mean, there should be a point where, okay, yeah, you have this medical condition that demands you need this. Here you go. Because it gets so old. Okay, like every, like twice a year you have to get drug tested and... Well, sure, you had 23.245 parts per million. And because one of my friends dealt with that, where, like, she was, the doctor wrote the script, take as needed. And the 2 days before, she didn't need the meds, so she didn't take it. And she had a negative test, and they took her off the clinic. We can't have you here. You failed the test. What do you mean, failed the test? Your thing says, take pain meds as needed. What do I, since I'm taking it as I need it, what do I have to have in my system at the time of the drug test? What is the proper amount? Because if I need to every drug test, I'll just start taking the pill that day. I didn't need it the last 2 days. I actually felt halfway decent. And she went through, and she goes, I'm taking it as you prescribing it, as needed. Because I got to the point, like, what am I supposed to have in my, and I take, okay, just like that morning, I just took the pill. And that way it would show up every time, guaranteed. But yeah, I've dealt with all that stuff. But seriously, Democrats really have nothing. They're making up all this stuff about the pre-existing conditions, and Trump still is not. Condemned racism, and he's not going to leave the White House peacefully. And the War of 1812, Biden's condemned, will Trump do it? Biden condemned the Trail of Tears, will Trump do it? They truly have nothing on Trump. Just like Amy Coney Barrett, they have nothing on her. They're just trying to pretend like, instead of asking her legitimate questions, well, we believe that there's illicit money. Someone illicitly is sending $35 million to ensure we pack the courts with the people we want. Yeah, the people we want are people like Amy Coney Barrett that's going to go by the law. Not, well, I have an agenda, and this is what I'm going to follow. It's not Amy law, it's the American people's law. She just makes my day. I mean, they can't find anything on her, you know, and it's like, and that's what they hate, because they're like, because I know they've spent more money than God knows what to do with coming after Trump to try to dig up anything. I mean, that's why that whole FISA warrant and everything was done, because they were hoping that when they dug into and spent billions of dollars, they were going to dig up dirt on Trump that they could use against him when they really couldn't get up anything. Oh, it's a Russian phone call. There's actually a video out there. Go look it up, where Biden basically is saying, okay, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor in the Ukraine that's going after Hunter Biden, you ain't getting your other $1 billion installment. And guess what? When Trump calls the Ukraine president and does things, trying to get info, oh, he's the one that's doing all this illegal stuff, when it was Biden that was withholding aid to the Ukraine. If they didn't get that prosecutor, I was going after Hunter Biden. But even if they, but you could show that to a liberal and they wouldn't care. So what? What's it called? Oh yeah, it's called, if that was Trump's kid, you'd be, can you believe what he did? The shoe was on the other foot, you'd be sitting there, and that's the problem. You can't have an open conversation with no one. You walk down a college campus with a Trump, like, there'll be kids trying to rip it out of your hand. Oh, because they want to shove their opinion in your throat, but you can't. They want to pay you. They have nothing. They don't know anything. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, but they're going to knock down a statue of him. It's not the law of Amy. It's the law of the American people. She don't need no piece of paper to answer questions about her, what the law says and what she can do. And the thing you got to realize is, when you look at Amy Coney Barrett, I When you come to Amy Comey Barrett, she is who she is. That's the type of person we need. Someone that I'm doing what the law says. I may disagree with something in the law, but if this is the law, I gotta follow it. But in case you're wondering, racism has ended, folks. Eskimo Pie Ice Cream rebrands as Eddie's Pie. Calls former name derogatory. I might have to actually call them up. I might do that and ask them how many Eskimos called in to say, "Hello, we're from Alaska. Sorry, we had a hard time to get phone that work up here. We want to complain because your Eskimo Pie Ice Cream is derogatory and offensive to Eskimos. And we want you to, you need to change the name. Why not Eddie's? My cousin Eddie, he's an Eskimo. Change it to that, why not? Are you kidding me?" Just like when they've gone to like high up tribal Arki people in Native American tribes, they're like 98% in support of Chief Wahoo and the Washington Redskins. And they don't know why they're being taken down because they're not the ones that are pushing it to have it taken down. That's what's funny. I remember this one guy, he was all this like, "You need to go back to where you're coming from," and they were giving this dude crap, like, "Oh, you racist, da da da," and he goes, "I'm Native American, this is my land, you took it from me." You want to talk about the Trail of Tears? You want to talk about the War of 18? Come on, sit down. You want to talk about how you people took our land? And the guy didn't know what to do, because he thought he was just some, like, redneck hillbilly KKK member, but he was a Native American. You know? And that's the funny thing. It's these white college, it's this 40% of white college liberals that think that Cuba and that socialism is so great that they're in favor of having what Cuba has here. Do you realize there's an embargo on Cuba for a reason? Do you realize that people sacrifice life and limb to escape Cuba? That they have nothing, that they are... There's a nine times out of ten, almost every day, there is a food shortage where people have nothing to eat. If you ever get a Cuban sandwich, it's all pork. Why? Because you can't eat beef in their country. If you get caught catching a lobster and eating it, look out, 7 years. Yeah, I know a lot about Cuba because one of my neighbors escaped from Cuba when I was growing up as a kid. I want to know how Eskimo pie is offensive. How is that, I don't understand. I bet you probably couldn't have the Love Boat on today because the bartender, Ted Lanes, is black. And they've been, look at that. They're having a black man portrayed as like a servant. He might as well be dressed up like Aunt Jemima. Because they're basically depicting him as a slave. Because he's the low man on the totem pole. They'd probably make up something like that, you know. I mean, because I've said it before. Morgan Freeman, if you want to end racism, stop talking about it. Stop this, cancel everything. Stop this, I could have won the race today, but because a guy took me out on the third lap because I'm black, I didn't take you out. My tire blew, and my car went out of control, and you couldn't get out of the way along with seven other cars. I'm tired of people blaming everything. And then you got John Bon Jovi coming out here. I'm the poster child for white privilege, you know, because I didn't work hard and bust my butt to get to where I am. That statement right there contradicts that free restaurant that he has where you can pay whatever. And anyone can come, anyone can eat, anyone can volunteer, help out, donate. Because he's grateful for what he's been given. Now he's saying he's a poster child for white privilege. Are you kidding me? I'm the I want to know where this. I want to know where white privilege is. Is that on the? Is that like a city on the? Is that on the city that intersects the easy street highway? No, See, God only gives you as much as you can handle, and let me tell you something. Whew. He needs to like lay down. I need to like. No, I can't handle that much. Stop. But you know, I want to know where this white privilege. I want to know where the easy road is. I want to know where I'm just handed crap because of the color of my skin. I want to know where that is. If anyone can tell me where white privilege, how I get it, I want to know. Just about 28 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. Don't ever back down. Don't ever apologize for being patriotic. F them. Don't ever apologize. If you support Trump, stand up for it 1,000,000,000%. I just want to sit there and go to like the Democratic headquarters and get a bunch of Bernie Sanders signs and start putting them in my neighbor's yard that already has one. What are you doing? Well, you're an idiot to have a Bernie Sanders sign. I'm just going to make you look like a bigger idiot by putting more out there. And by the way, Biden's running for Senate, I think, or is it Congress? I forget. I don't think he even knows what he's running for. I'm Biden and I'm running for Senate. Because 56% of you believe that you're better off now, so vote for that guy that you're better off with, not me. And you wonder, like, if he knows what he's actually saying, like, and if they're like, if you can have an earpiece in a debate, you can have one in his ear all the time telling him what to say. That's why I'm glad there's no other debates, because, these people know what they're doing. The Democrats have already think Biden's Jesus Christ, and there are Republicans that are going to vote Trump no matter what. They've already made up their mind, and all they would, and they would have Biden drugged up. He'd be in front of a teleprompter. I mean, there was a guy in Rush Limbaugh's show today. He was at that Trump rally in Florida near Kissimmee at the airport. And he says they were turning people away. That many. You go to a Biden-Harris rally and you're like, okay, do the people know it's today? Because there's no one here. We're going to need to get a green screen and superimpose some people from Obama's thing and just kind of CGI in some Trump. A couple of Trump signs and then a ton of Biden signs. Make it look like it's real. Because no one's here. I mean, Senator Cory Booker's, you know, this rush to do, it's not normal to rush a Supreme Court nominee and da da da. Because they have nothing on him. But a lot of the Democrat people, though, my friends are like, oh, she's gonna end women's choice. Well, even in states where abortions are banned, if it's a life or death situation where it's like, okay, the mom lives or the baby lives, you can choose. But don't sit there and get pregnant and then, oh, I think I don't want the kid. There's adoption. There's many options with adoption. And there's a lady, just go online and look. She had an abortion, didn't realize she had twins and gave birth to one but not the other. That twin always wonders where its twin is and what it would be doing. And after she gave birth to the one of the two, she wished she would have never done it. She regrets it every day of her life. But remember, like 95% of everything Planned Parenthood does is abortions. There's a lot of places in most cities that will do any other service besides an abortion for next to nothing or free. But, you know, Justice John Paul Stevens and William Rehnquist, they were, and Justice Warren E. Burger, they would be considered kind of like a what they're saying now, that they're rushing this nominee too, and they're, okay. They just need to face the facts that they spent 3.5 to 4 years trying to overturn the 2016 election results with no success. And guess what, folks? Now they've got, now they're parading around some dude that has dementia that thinks he's running for Senate. That's telling 56% of Americans to vote for Trump because they believe they're better off. I mean, it's a train wreck disaster, and now they're trying to say, well, Trump hasn't condemned the War of 1812 or the Trail of Tears. He hasn't they're making up all this crap. He hasn't condemned white supremacy. He hasn't done this, hasn't done that. He's never said he's going to peacefully leave the White House. I've never in my life heard questions like this. If Pierre Delecto, William Pierre Delecto, if he becomes president, will Obama and his family leave peacefully? And they've got, journalism is not journalism anymore. It's so, if you really don't believe that there's bias in the journalism, then you need to go back to high school. If you're that dumb, if you think that there's no bias in the media. It's ridiculous. And there are people that, you know, Don Levin from CNN, how can they even pretend to be objective journalists anymore? As Don Levin from CNN says, court packing questions are not legitimate, and said Fredo is doing the Republicans' work by asking them. When Fredo is asking, like, why aren't you answering the question about packing the Supreme Court? They're basically like, it's not, you shouldn't be asking that. How dare Fredo ask that question? CNN is basically proving right there that there's no bias. Just kidding, it's all there. Is there? They're the Clinton News Network. I call them the Communist News Network, but yeah. I'm surprised they didn't change their name to the BNN, the Biden News Network. I mean, but this is how bad it is. This is how sickening this world is. We Americans are just too dumb and backwards to understand Obama Flicks Cuties film depicting prepubescent girls performing raunchy dance numbers. Yeah, Netflix CEO Ted Sarandon defends this movie, saying that it's very misunderstood in the United States. It's Ted Sarandon, but oh, we misunderstood. Where are the parents? That's the one question no one's at. Where are the Netflix parents? The parents that allowed their daughters to basically be child, to basically do a child pornography documentary. Where are the parents? Let me tell you, my daughter wouldn't even be. I mean, there'd be a. If I realized what she was getting into, like, yeah. Well, we're filing the lawsuit. I got, you know, unless you do something drastically artsy and it's misunderstood. No, it's not misunderstood there, Ted. Nope. No, in America, we just don't like child pornography. Pretty soon you're going to have California Democrats It's okay for a six-year-old to consent to sex. That's, I mean, we're not that far away. But like California Republicans defend drop boxes, if Democrats can do ballot harvesting, so can we. But it's one of those things, when Republicans come up with something, it's, hey, you're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, how dare you? You can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, it's, you know, it's the typical, Dems can do whatever they want to, but Republicans, now that's, it goes back to the BS that goes on over and over. If you said Biden did inappropriate thing to women, where's the video? Where's the photos? If you said Trump molested a little kid, of course I know he did. Duh. You didn't know that? Well, show me the video. I don't need video proof. I know he did it. If it's a Republican, they'll believe whatever people make up. But if it's a Democrat, oh, we need to have video. And even then, they'll be like, so what? Because you'd be whining like a little bitch in your safe space. If Burisma was Junior, oh, he'd be in prison right now, doing probably 200 years. Biden, he's on the campaign trail, and no one cares. I'm your name, and I approve of this message. You're supposed to say your name. I did. No. You're supposed to say your name, as in, I am Biden, and I approve this message. Not your name. That's what happens when you spend 3.5 years plus trying to overturn the 2016 elections because you haven't accepted the results, and everything is failing. You end up with Joe Biden. He's the most likable person. And we have to have, I mean, can anyone explain to me why we have to have, like, oh, we have to have a woman in the White House? No, we need to have, you need to get about 20 candidates that have been in D.C. for 50 years plus, that haven't done a damn thing, that are only going to get something done and make change when they become president, and then pick the best out of all the crap holes, and then say, wait a minute here, okay? Yep, she's the best of the worst. Or he's the, and then from there, boom. Then the American people decide. It's not, it shouldn't be a politician that says, okay, well, I think they should pass legislation where a Republican has to take a Democrat and vice versa. I think Trump should have done that. He should have tried to pick a Democrat VP. I wonder what they would have done if he would have. Well, see, I'm actually going so far across the aisle that my choice for Democrat nominee. Yes, my vice president is a Democratic nominee I'm picking, and I'm going across the aisle. I'm going to see what they would do. Wow. This is just in. A Democratic senator asked Amy Coney Barrett if she's ever sexually assaulted anybody. Are you kidding me? That's all they've got? I don't know how. If you really follow this stuff, how can anybody support people like that? I don't know how people cannot look at Nancy Pelosi as a Democrat and see, okay, do you have a fridge with 31 gallons of ice cream? Pints or whatever. Do me a favor, if anyone's out there listening, look up these politicians' houses that they have. I'm not talking house, I'm talking multiple houses. Look up their private, their jets and their limousines and all their cars and everything. And ask yourself a question. Do you live like that? Well, they're a public servant. They're supposed to be serving you, not the other way around. It's like when Nixon was, when they gave papers to Nixon that basically proved 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt that why is cannabis illegal? Nope. I don't want to hear it. Nope. We're gonna 100%, 199,000,000% go the other direction. You know, when people that have PTSD and depression and like ADHD, because I have mixed feelings about this, because like the guy in his deathbed that said that he figured that people have ADHD, the person that discovered ADHD on his deathbed said, no, it was all made up. It does not exist. I made the whole thing up. It was a joke. And I can't believe. And he's actually the guy that discovered it. And people like, and I'm one of those people that, if that's true, which I believe, then you have some, you don't, then okay, let's say ADHD doesn't exist, and you have something. They call it ADHD, but you do have something. I'm not saying that if you're diagnosed with ADHD, that you have nothing. If you've been truly gone through the processes and been diagnosed, then you have something, you know. But it's just like, you know, PTSD, it helps immensely with depression. When you have that 100-yard stare, it helps with focus and energy. Like I said before, there's studies that there are people who have been manic depressant that have taken LSD in a dosed fashion. And they are no longer manic depressant. They are on no medications. There are people that have been bipolar and schizophrenic that have done in a controlled setting, and they're trying to get, like, they want clinical trials on this. Because they're having people that, hey, she was bipolar, and now she's no longer having any issues, not one problem. But it's going to be interesting to see, because they actually, okay, there's actual documentation to back this up. We want to go further and have actual, okay, is there a certain amount that, like, okay, if it's based on weight, would there be, like, would the microdosing be different? Because you're not, I mean, we're not, but you're taking LSD, but you're not, because you're not, like, tripping. You're taking, like, if you took a hit of LSD, cut it into 1,000, and take a little tiny, and it's working. And it's going to be, because, like, you know, there's talk that, like, and it's a ethical debate. Because, okay, what makes me have my muscle issue? If it's something that they can, in my DNA, okay, yeah, you're missing this chromosome or this or whatever, bam. If you, okay, well, I think it's an extra Y chromosome or whatever that makes you be Down syndrome. Well, take away that thing and bam, no more Down syndrome. Do this, bam, no more this, no more that. And, you know, like, all they have to do is, because like my doctor said, this was a couple years ago. And he goes, they're one step away from curing, like, bipolar, manic depressant, you know. Because they're like, in probably 2 years, 3 years, they should be having medications that I can take that will allow me to, I should probably still eat gluten-free, but it'll allow me to eat wheat and slowly incorporate it. So it's one of those things that it's going to be, you know, like people that are like schizophrenics, they'll be able to get something that can, like diabetes, what, you know, they'll be able to cure all this. But then some people say that there's, that they, I talked to a guy that said he believes that they have cures for almost every STD, but they won't bring them out because it'd be a free-for-all. If you could cure every STD, then it'd be a free-for-all, because most people just use condoms to stop STDs if they use them at all. And so it was just kind of interesting. We got, now me and my doctor got in this debate, and okay, it's an ethical issue. Because, like, if you can do this, and bam, no more Down syndrome, at what age would it really Or like if you did that, like, to my wife, would she magically start growing and get taller? You know? But then, like, with fibromyalgia, they really don't know what causes it. Some doctors don't even believe it, but trust me, it's real. And that's the thing people don't realize, too. My last point. You know? How a patient knows more about... Like, my doctor can say, well, with my medical background, this and this causes this. This is what you should be experiencing. But if he doesn't live it, I mean, I know more about my myopathy than my doctor does because I live it every day. And that's big. I mean, my wife knows more about fibromyalgia than a doctor unless he has it because she deals with it every day. She knows what it does. But I want to move on. I got about 7 minutes left and I want to get into some Premier League news. And I really, I mean, granted, you know, it's, I think Manchester United, you know, always going to be all sunshines and rainbows and party hats and yay. But deep down, he's pissed. I think there's just a lot of, I think there's dissension at United. And what I mean, I think there's players that are like, well, wait a minute. We were getting Jadon Sancho. Why are we getting players that are washed up, that are no good? I came here being told by these people that I was going to have backing. And I think Paul Pogba was like, yeah, I'm considering staying now. Because, hey, they got Bruno Fernandes. They're going to get Jadon Sancho. I'm going to have some people, some great player, great talent to be around. And then they don't do it. I hope... If a Paul Pogba is to leave, he needs to come out and say, hey, X, Y, and Z. If they do end up sacking Ollie, I hope he comes out and say, hey, this is what it is. That was my dream job, but how can I do anything when this is who I want as players coming to Manchester United. And I'm not backed at all. This is one of the worst transfer windows in the history of the club. And you have players at Manchester United that were expecting these players. And if you're expecting, okay, yeah, we got third place and we're gonna start moving up, and you don't deliver on any of the players, and like, okay, this is the team I'm playing for, and I'm stuck with this player and that player. This is not who I was being told was coming in here. This was not the intent. I was expecting this. I was expecting every club's that were better than us improved. We went backwards. I think all I need to, honestly, something's got to change because they're just flushing our club down the toilet. I mean, we had the worst transfer window in probably our history. And now I'm going to focus on all the out. Well, no one's talking about the flush down the toilet transfer window. That basically, I think if we didn't get Donny van de Beek, it'd be like a negative transfer. It's ridiculous. And there are people that almost wanted Ollie not to get fourth because they might end up actually spending more money, because every time we've not qualified, but he got to third place, and we know he was guaranteed certain players. They said he was getting Sancho. That was guaranteed. Why didn't they get Erling Haaland? Why didn't they get Jadon Sancho? We need to keep our focus on Woodward, and the Glazers need to get out. We need to have players. Because I think that's what's going on. These players are pissed because I came here and I was told that X, Y, and Z was going to happen, and A, B, and C happens. We didn't get Jadon Sancho. We didn't get some of these high-end players like we wanted. And now here we're stuck with a 33-year-old Cavani that's played hardly at all in the last 18 months. I mean, hey, sign me at United. Hey, I'm excited to be here. I'm going to give my all. I hope to score many goals. Let me tell you, you know how long I'll last on that pitch? About 5 minutes maybe, and I'll be okay. I might not be walking tomorrow. I don't get it. Oh, if we get rid of Ollie, who cares? We'll still be here. I mean, something needs to truly happen, and I do mean that. I think something needs to truly happen. And I really do. I think something needs to big time happen. There needs to be a movement. Ollie needs to have some of his old teammates and say, hey, I was guaranteed this player, this player, this player, da da da. Look at, and they need to keep pushing this transfer window and saying, hey, Ollie's doing the best he can. When he's not backed, he's not giving the players he's wanting. And I think the players are just like, okay, why should I care? The club doesn't care. They're not trying to improve us. Why should we give a crap? Why should I care? I'm going to get paid no matter what. Here's my paycheck, win, lose, or draw. Why should I give a crap about a club that doesn't back its manager? We're told we're going to get all these players, we're going to do all this stuff, and then nothing happens. I just got about 2 minutes left in the program. Books, I'm going to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Just remember, folks, there's a Wounded Combat Veterans Purple Heart monument that was trashed over. And if y'all think this is acceptable behavior, just unfriend me now. Just stop listening. If you think that, I mean, that's what's wrong with this nation. These kids don't know anything. And it goes to United because like a week ago, it's the worst transfer window ever. Now, with 90 seconds left, it's, oh, well, Ollie needs to go because he's not good enough. When they didn't do any business in the transfer window, we got F'd in the A, basically. It's pathetic. It's bloody pathetic. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Got about 60 seconds left, and thank you so much for tuning in, and do something. Get off your butt. You can make a difference in America. You don't have to sit there and wait 55 years once I become president. Yep, I'm actually going to do something with my life once I become president. Well, that'd be like 350-some billion people, dang near, whatever, that would do absolutely nothing. You can do something. You don't have to wait to be president to make change or do something. If you can't find the positive, be the positive. If you can't find joy, be the joy. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Thursday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.